Campaign launch, rip off bosses and greedy bankers, enough is enough. Bexy Heaney. An upgraded economy run for the many, not the few, was the promise from Jeremy Corbyn at Labour's official general election campaign launch in Manchester on the 9th of May. Hundreds cheered and applauded, with multiple standing ovations as the Labour leader set out what a victory on the 8th of June would mean. Also promised, and repeated on giant posters around the room, were public ownership of rail, a fully funded NHS, stronger rights at work and decent homes for all. The manifesto will be launched on the 15th of May, and should set out how these promises will be achieved. Wansbeck MP and general election campaign coordinator Ian Lavery opened the launch by stating boldly that Labour will ban zero-hour contracts, and that the manifesto aims to excite young people. Actor Julie Hess-Montague spoke to give her support to Corbyn, and said that she has never felt so excited and exhilarated, that the Labour Party is finally in line with her deeply held socialist policies. Corbyn came out fighting against the Tories. He spoke against NHS privatisation, and said Labour would fight for a jobs-first Brexit. He concluded by warning a reckoning for those who caused the economic crisis. I say to tax cheats, rip-off bosses and greedy bankers, enough is enough. The response, both inside to Corbyn and outside where many bought a copy of the socialist newspaper, or took a leaflet, shows that these policies are popular, and it is by getting out this message to working class people across the country, that Corbyn can win the general election.